So our final talk of the day, rounding us off, is David Runge.
I'm feedbacking, I'm sorry. Maybe that's Mike.
Yeah. Talking about the adventures in oxidizing Arch Linux package management, which is going to be very exciting. Awesome. Take it away.
Yeah, thanks. Hey. First off, it's really nice to still see a bunch of people here. I know it's been a very long day for me too. I'm pretty tired. But yeah, let's have a look at what we're currently working on. I'll try to give like a grand overview of what the Arch Linux package management actually means. Sorry? Is it not loud enough? All right. Okay. Try to hook it up a bit higher. Maybe that helps. I don't know. Is that good? Lavaliers always kind of suck. I'm sorry. So I'll try to give an overview of what Arch Linux package management actually is, or in this context. Talk a bit about the motivation behind this entire project and what we're currently tackling or working on. So, yeah, first off, a little bit of background about me. I'm a freelance software developer. I have been with Arch Linux for quite some time now as a package maintainer and developer and signing key, etc. I do a bunch of Rust, Pro Audio things, and I've been doing lots of Python in the past as well. I have mostly spent my time with the installation process and packaging, of course, like I have way too many packages, and infrastructure topics, and the ALPM project is somewhat an infrastructure topic itself as well. So start with the obligatory, how many people in the room are actually using Arch Linux right now? Holy shit, that's a lot. Okay, that's great, that's like probably like 70% roughly of the room. For those that are listening in and have no clue, I'll try to give like a brief introductory. So when we think of Arch Linux, we mostly think of Pac-Man, I guess, or often we think of Pac-Man as the project. This is very centric to the distribution. It consists of a package manager that is written in C. We have MakePKG, which is a package build tool that is written in Bash, with which you build the packages that you then install later on with Pac-Man. We have tooling like RepoAdd that you can use to, like, in a very rudimentary way, deal with package repositories. And we have Pac-Man Key, which is a thin wrapper around GPG for handling our Pac-Man-specific NuPG keyring. When we think of distribution packaging, so for Arch Linux itself, actually, then we're usually talking about DevTools, which is like a collection of scripts and a more unified experience, basically, to build in a clean CH root. And we have DB scripts that basically wraps the aforementioned RepoAdd with many more bells and whistles, basically, to deal with our repositories.